showed him and his eight tiny reindeer flying through the starry night. The sister's mind was so filled with thoughts about Santa that she almost forgot about the special shopping she had to do. But brother remembered. They found just the right presents for one another. Sister chose a fine new fur brush for Papa and a lovely new pincushion for Mama. Brother bought Mama a box of her favorite breakfast tea, and for Papa, a handy pocket calculator. "Look," said Sister as they were leaving the mall, "another Santa." She was right. There, ringing a bell, was a rather skinny Santa with a straggly beard. Beside him was a big iron pot that helped the needy. "That's one of Santa's many helpers," explained Papa. "His job is to collect money to help the needy. Birds, squirrels who didn't put enough aside for the winter." The Bear family all put money in the pot. Sister had spent all hers and had to borrow some from Mama. Finally, the days and weeks of preparation and waiting were over, and it was Christmas Eve.
"You know something, Papa?"
said Sister as she helped hang the last holly wreath.
"I've been thinking about Santa Bear and what a hard job he has. How can he visit every cub in the world in just a single night? Where does he get all those gifts? And besides, how can reindeer fly? And how can the sleigh land if it doesn't snow? And how can Santa come down our skinny little chimney?"
Papa took a deep breath, then looked up at the starry sky. "I guess the answer, my dear, is that Christmas is such a special time that very special and almost magical things can happen. And the most magical thing of all is Santa Baby. I'd say he has the best job in the whole world, because the joy of giving is what Christmas is all about." "I suppose," said Sister, "that Santa could just skip the chimney and come in the front door."
"I suppose," said Papa.